Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yes, Jeremiah, I wanted to check. I received a offering of loans from you all, and I have a reservation code.
What, yeah.
Do you need that?
Yeah, need please. That can I start off with that code? Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2511-4201-0011-6917.
6917. Okay. Give me one second. Let me pull that up here.
Sure.
How's your day going?
Well, that's about it. I'm at the end of the day today.
Yeah, I understand that. Is this Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. And Frank, are you the owner of the business?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's a corporation, me and my wife.
Okay. You and your wife. And the name of the business is?
RYZ Inc.
RYZ Inc. Okay, perfect. And are you guys still at 1602 Bassett Avenue
Bassett
in El Paso?
Avenue? No, as a matter of fact, we were there for 32 years, and we moved. We are in a different location now.
Okay.
It's pretty near, but I can give you the address. If you
yeah,
need.
Please. What's the new address?
It's 1901 Arizona Avenue.
Arizona Avenue.
79902.
79902. Still El Paso, though?
Suite 109, yeah.
Suite 109. Great, perfect. All right, Frank, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Actually, my friend, I don't want to take your time away from you. I have been offered a lot of from a lot of companies that they can lend me money and this and that. But I recently was talking to a company, the Capital something, Capital One, something like that. And they've been putting a lot of pressure on me. They want me to send them. I stopped dealing with them because they wanted me to send them my bank statements. And I went and talked to the bank, said, well, you better not do that. We can lend you some money over here. Anyway, I need to know what are your requirements, basically, so maybe I can feel comfortable dealing with you. And I'm looking for a loan of $50,000, maybe $75,000. I don't know.
Okay.
So just can you explain me what are the requirements? What to start? For starters, what is it that you're gonna be asking for us? And
sure. Well, let me ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any current loans out right now?
I have a loan with Chase Bank.
Okay.
Chase Bank. And I have some few credit card loans, 5,000, 3,000 here, 2,000 there, but not a big deal. But we use it for a business too.
Okay. And how much do you owe on with Chase Bank?
$70,000.
Okay. And you said you're looking between for $50,000 to $75,000. What are you going to be using that money for?
Well, we buy containers of beef, pork, and poultry.
Okay.
And we sell them. We are some type of a broker. We've been doing this for 32 years. And I was thinking that maybe I can take some advantage if I get some extra cash, because I have credit with a lot of companies, and I don't buy them cash. I buy them on credit. I have credit for, when I buy my product, they give me 30 days, 21 days, even 45 days. But if I can get some fresh money, I can probably buy somewhere else at a better deal, because paying cash, and looking for spot loads, that would help me a lot.
Okay.
That's what I have in mind.
Well, what is it? So explain that to me. So when you buy with credit, what's the price difference if you were able to pay in cash?
Well, let me explain. Let me see. If we buy a load of turkey tails.
Okay.
And I buy it through a broker that gives me credit, and I buy it from them for 60 cents and a pound. So that's going to be about $24,000.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be the cost of the container. But if I go and go directly to another plant, to an, directly to a plant, I can save probably seven and a half cents, sometimes 10 cents. If I save 10 cents, that's $4,000.
Okay, so you can save four. And how many?
Cash, you know.
Yeah, and how many loads or containers do you buy at a time? Is it usually one, or do you buy multiple?
It depends. I buy in the month. I buy three, four, five containers.
Okay. So anywhere between 3 to 5 containers a month. And mm-hmm. how long does it take you to turn around those containers? So when you purchase one, how long before?
Yes, about 45 days, between 30 and 45 days.
Okay, 30 to 45 days. And what's your profit margin on that when you're able to do it? Let's say worst case scenario, when you buy it for $24K and you offer credit, how much are you making off of each container?
About $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Depends on the product, depends on the markets, depends on the client, depends. No, but not, you know, 2,000, between 2,000 and 4,000.
Yeah. Okay, so worst case to best case 4. Okay, and that's in within 30 to 45 day turnaround. Okay. Okay. So you would literally take the 50 to 75K and use it just to kind of, you have an opportunity to grow your business, buy some containers at a cheaper rate. If you can buy two, you would save close to $8,000 on those containers mm-hmm. every 30 to 45 days is when you make your money back mm-hmm. and you're profiting anywhere mm-hmm. from 2 to 4K. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. How long have you been doing this, Frank?
32 years.
32 years. So you've owned this business for 32 years, or you've just been doing it for 32 years?
No, I actually I started doing it in 32 years, but my Internal Revenue Service number when I incorporated is February 11, 1985.
Okay, February 11, 1985. And you and your wife are 50-50 on the business?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you gone to Chase to get some more money to try to do this?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I talked to them today, and they're going to send me a credit application.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, you know, because... you guys offer a lot of offers, and this is not the first time that I receive an offer from you.
Mm-hmm.
I have received it several times, and in other companies, a lot of companies send me offers. So I have here one that calls Cabbage, and we don't pay too much attention. The other day, I talked to these guys from Capital One or Capital something else.
Direct Capital?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And They want me to send them my three latest bank statements. So, you know, I don't feel very comfortable, you know. I don't know. I don't want to do that. But
sure.
Work with the bank. But that's why I'm asking you, what are your requirements? You know?
Yeah, well, we are more of a business bank. And since the reason why we would ask you for
more
bank statements,
than the other guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. Direct Capital is more of a broker, so you got to be careful with who you're talking to out there, because a lot of them will try to shop around your deal. And what I mean by that is they'll take it to lenders and run your credit a lot and kind of do hits on your credit. So you got to be very careful with that. We are not your actual bank, so we would need to see some bank statements. That is something that we would require. In fact, since we're a business bank, we actually require 6 months because we do a little bit more research on you and your business. We've been doing this now for almost close to 13 years. So we've been around a while. We get a lot of business banks and personal information all the time, and we take it very seriously. So we're well aware of all the information we get. We have great security over here. We don't send your information or sell your information to anybody. It's strictly within our bank here. We do ask for a tax return, your most recent tax return, and then we do a credit check on you and your wife because you are business owners. Now,
we have a good credit. That's no problem. Yeah.
Okay. So, just with that, and that's really all we would need, is the bank statements, tax return, and the application.
Okay. All right. I have an application here, but like I said, I wanted to talk to you guys first and see who you are, and now that you're telling me you are some type of a bank, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your main office in San Diego?
Yeah, our main office is in San Diego. We're in La Jolla, California.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. But I know you have that application, but what I can do, I can actually send you an email that has my contact information, and I would need to send you a different application because I would need your actual signature on the application, agreeing to let us work with you and kind of research and run your credit. What's a good email for me to send that to?
RYZ Inc.
RYZ Inc.
at AOL.com. See, when you say AOL, that tells you that I've been there for a long time.
you're absolutely right. RYZ Inc. at AOL.com. Okay. Frank, one more question. How soon were you looking to bring on some capital?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm not in a hurry.
No rush.
No
crazy need right now. Like you're in danger of losing your business
no.
or okay.
No.
Okay. Perfect. And let's see. You said you and your wife's credit. Is it? Do you have an idea?
Yeah.
Give me an idea of where you guys are at.
7,800, something like that.
Okay,
7,800.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I tell you what, Frank, I'll send you an email. In fact, do you want to take down my direct line in case you have any questions? You can call me directly. You don't have to call the 1-800 number. My number is 858-909-8867. I'm going to send you an email, and it's also going to have my contact info on there as well. Feel free to go to our website, check it out. It can answer any questions you might have about what we do and what we're able to offer. But I'll send that over to you in the next 5-10 minutes. If you want to send that back to me, we work fairly quickly. Since we are a business bank, the difference between us and like a Chase bank is that we work a lot quicker. So I can get you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours, where Chase will take a couple months to kind of get back to you. So our speed is much greater than theirs. But I'll send the application to you. Let me know if you have any questions, and then I can follow up with you probably Monday or Tuesday if you like.
Yeah, let me read it. Let me talk to my wife, and we'll look at it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Right. Sounds good, Frank. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll be in touch. I'll send that over to you in about 5 minutes, okay?
Thank you. Have a good
day. All right. You're welcome, Frank. You too.
Yeah.
Bye.